Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Is this regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes,
Yes,
ma'am.
ma'am. I have a potential claimant on the phone, Lakeisha Gillespie.
Perfect.
Would
I
you
have
like
her
me?
information here. I can
You
take
do?
it
Okay.
from here. Yeah.
All right, perfect. Ms. Gillespie, I'm transferring you now.
Thank you.
All right, have a nice day.
Hi, Ms. Lakeisha. My name is Denise once again. We're on a recorded line. I'll be assisting you further with the Depo Provera lawsuit. We'll go through some questions together. First and foremost, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
I do.
Okay. And do you have an attorney assisting you at the moment?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Correct. I have not.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm that you have not signed anything. And then are we filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay, and then are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry to hear that. How long ago was this?
2013.
2013 was your date of diagnosis?
No, 2018.
Oh, 2018, date of diagnosis.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow, so it's been a while. How are you feeling presently?
Just day by day.
Day by day. Yeah, that's what I keep hearing from different people. One day at a time, for sure.
Yes, ma'am.
So it was 2018, and we do have to put an actual date, even if you don't remember the exact date. Can we do a guesstimate? Was it like the summer, spring, winter?
October.
Okay, so October, and then we do have to put a date. Would it be early October, middle, end? And again, it could
it
be a
it was early October.
Okay, so 10-5 of 2018, would that be safe to say?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
I know it was before the 18th.
Got it. Okay. And then as far as your date of birth, can I go ahead and jot that down here?
08181991.
Okay, August 1st, 1991?
August 18th.
Oh, August 18th. Okay, 1991?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so August 18th, 1991. Okay. And then do you have any family or friends that were also injured by the Depo Provera that were able to assist?
No, I was just worried about myself because I was so happy that this came.
Yeah,
so as,
absolutely.
But that hurted us back then as women.
I know. I agree with you. Absolutely. Anyone you know that is taking this, definitely let them know because this has definitely caused many issues, as you're aware of now. Did you consume the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera? Or did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, I did the dose of the 150 milligrams.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Every 3 months.
Okay. So you did use the Depo Provera for at least 1 year, the equivalent of 4 injections once every 3 months, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I always have to confirm again, within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then now let's start with when did you start using Depo Provera? We could start with the year.
2013.
Okay, so 2013 started using
it Depo. Was in February.
February. Do you remember the exact date? If not, we could do a guesstimate.
It was before my birthday, because my birthday is the 18th, so I always did everything before the 18th.
Okay, so then we'll do like 210.
Sure.
Okay. 2/10/2013. And then when did you stop?
I stopped in 2018.
2018. Okay. February, March.
Around October.
Okay, October. So you were diagnosed, we put 10/5 of 2018. Did you stop before or after your diagnosis?
I stopped in October 2018. I stopped completely.
After the date of diagnosis, which we determined was 10/5, is that correct? So you stopped after your diagnosis.
Yeah.
So would that be like 10/10? Would that be safe to say around 10/10?
Yeah. October 2018, I stopped. I don't want to, like, I didn't like none of that. That didn't,
yeah.
That wasn't right.
I know. I agree. I'm glad that you stopped. And I'm glad that you're aware of everything now, so then it's better to know than not to know for sure.
Yes, ma'am.
And Miss Lakeisha, can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then let me just enter your name in this section. Give me 1 second here. And then do you have a middle initial?
M.
M as in Mary?
Michelle.
Okay.
But my middle name is still different from the regular Michelle.
Got it. I just put M.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And then your social security, please. And this is for the law firm to do an identity verification in order for them to match your medical records.
Okay, 374-130545.
Perfect. Okay, 374-130545. And then
yes, ma'am.
I, thank you for that. And then I do have an email address on file. It is your first name, last name, 18@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And then the phone number that showed up on my end, 989-274-4285?
Yes, ma'am. Correct.
Is that a cell phone number?
Yes.
And what is your contact preference? Would that be phone call, text message, or email?
All three.
Okay. And then best time of the day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anytime.
Okay. And then, can I get an address, please, a home address?
4808 Harvard Wood Lane, apartment 113, Dallas, Texas, 75287.
Dallas, Texas. Okay. Give me 1 second here. So is it 4808 Harbor or Wood Lane? As in H-A-V,
yes.
As in Victor, E-R-W-O-O-D?
Yes.
Okay. And then the zip code is 75287?
Yes.
Unit number, apartment number?
113.
Okay. Is that an apartment number, 113?
Yes.
Okay. And then your diagnosing doctor's name. We could start with the first name, last name. We could Google search.
The one that did this to me?
The one that diagnosed you? The one that told you about your meningioma?
Oh, Mr. Michael.
Michael. And then last name?
Christopher.
Christopher. In Dallas, Texas?
Yes, Ma'am. Okay.
All righty. Let's see here. So I did find a Christopher Michael, MD, Texas Neural Surgery.
Yep.
Okay.
That's all.
Perfect. Let me just copy and paste his information. It would just take me a few seconds here. I have an address that came up as 6080 North Central, XB, Suite 150. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone number, 214-823-2052.
Nope.
No? Okay.
The phone number is 817.
Give me 1 second here. 817.
481.
1023. Perfect. Thank you. And then were there any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then as far as your treating doctor, so Christopher Michael was the one who diagnosed you. Was he also the one who treated you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me copy and paste his info in here. Was there a facility name that you would go to? I don't see it on here. I was just curious if there's like a center.
The hospital?
Was it the hospital that you were going to?
Baylor University Medical Center.
Let's see. Baylor University Medical Center. Got it. Okay. Let me just put that in here. And that's on Gaston Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay.
3500?
Yes. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me put that in the facility name section here. Okay. And then as far as your prescribing doctor, so this is the doctor who is prescribing Depo-Provera to you. We can look her or him up on Google.
Yeah, I want the CVS. And Dr. Tillman was the one that gave me the medicine.
Okay, can you spell the doctor? What was the name?
Dr. Tillman. Felicia, or you might say Felicia, you know, everybody say it different. I say Felicia, but.
Okay, let me see if I can.
F-E-L-I-C-I-A.
Tillman,
yeah.
T-I-L-L-M-A-N. Perfect. I did find her.
At the Health Center Women's Care in Dallas?
She came up on Forest Lane, Building D.
Yep.
7777?
Yep.
Yes. Perfect. Okay. Let me just enter her info here. It says temporarily closed. Interesting. I wonder what happened. Address. And then what was the facility name that you mentioned?
The Health Central Women's Care.
Health Center Women's.
With Dr. Tillman?
Yeah. Her information came up, but that center didn't come up. That's why I was wondering. But let me... Okay. Oh, here it is. Health Center Women's Care. Okay. So let me just finish by entering the phone number on file. 214-365-1150. And then I know you mentioned going to a CVS. So you were doing the depot at the CVS. What CVS was that?
4610 Frankfurt Road. That was 675287.
Okay, I pulled it up. Did you say, what was the street again? Because I pulled up quite a few on here.
4610 Frankfurt Road.
Frankfurt Road. Okay, 4610. Okay, here it is. I got it. And phone number 972-732-6197. Okay. So now we have everything we need on here. I did put like the CVS phone number, the address, Dr. Felicia's information as well. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes.
Okay. And then should the law firm require you to provide what you do have, would you be able to provide it mail, electronically, or both?
Email.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart from me.
Okay. Can I get the first name?
Robin.
R-O-B-I-N?
Yes.
Last name?
Forreston.
Forreston?
Yes, H-O-R-R-I-S-O-N.
Okay, and then phone number?
816-500-6973.
816-500-6973.
Yes.
Your relationship to Robin?
Friend.
Okay. Would you like to provide an email address for Robin?
No.
Okay. And does she also live in Texas?
No.
I just need to put the state.
Saginaw, Michigan. Oh. Michigan.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So we're done with everything. I'm going to review all the details one last time in order to confirm and make sure that there are no typos in the DocuSign. Once we're done, we'll generate a DocuSign. And then I'll stay on the phone with you in case you have any questions while you're signing. But for now, let me go through this really quickly. You would like to participate in the Double Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for a law firm. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Double Provera for at least 1 year. Date of diagnosis, 10-5 of 2018. Date of birth is 8/18/1991. You did use the name brand injectable contraceptive Double Provera, and then you did confirm that you used it for at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis. I have a usage start date of 2/10/2013, usage stop date 10/10/2018. I have your name as L-A-K-I-S-H-A, middle initial M as in Mary, and then I have a last name G-I-L-L-E-S-P-I-E. I have a social security 37413054545. And then we confirmed your email earlier. It is first name, last name, 18@gmail.com. Phone number as well, we confirmed 989-274-4285. I have an address of 4808 Harborwood Lane, Dallas, Texas, 75287, apartment 113. Does that all sound accurate?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. I'm going to be sending you that DocuSign now. You will be receiving it in your email. Please let me know when you do receive it, and then I'll stand by in case you need any assistance with signing, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I got something from you.
Yeah, perfect. You will see my name on there, Denise.
Yeah, I think that.
And then you
say, please sign.
Click the link. And then it will prompt you on where to sign, where to initial.
Oh, it say, I agree. But it ain't, hold on, wait, please sign. Hold on, wait. Oh, wait. Oh, electronic recording. Hold on, wait, let me go down. Close. Oh, my God. Please review and act. I agree. Continue.
Yeah, it just tells you to do I agree to use electronic records and signature, then you continue. Correct.
And then they say push right here. Oh, draw your signature.
Yeah, you will see a yellow start button. Maybe you're past that already, and then you would go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. Usually it's like a small yellow box, and then it'll keep prompting you to sign from that point on.
I'm signing.
Oh, you signed it?
You no, I'm signing now.
Oh, you're signing. Okay. No problem.
Okay. Oh, I got to sign again. I got to do some initials. Hold on, wait. I got to do initials, sign.
Yes, so be sick.
Sign. Draw your initials, L. Finish.
Perfect. And then as soon as you're done with that, I will see it on my end. Let me review it while you're still on the phone to make sure that
okay. Everything
looks good. Signature, initial. Perfect. It looks like you did a great job. And
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for your patience. And I'm so sorry to hear again that you're going through this, but I'm glad to hear that things are hopefully gradually getting better for you, Miss Lakeisha. And I will be sending you a text message with my direct number. Feel free to contact me anytime. I'll also be sending you the law firm's information. So I always say give them about a week. If you don't hear from them, feel free to reach out to them, give them your name, and then they'll look you up and give you status updates on your case, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I wish you the best and happy holidays to you and your family. Have a wonderful rest of your day. I'll be sending you that message now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you take care.
You too. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.